This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you do need to be involved in the conversation, whether you want to, whether you like it, whether you care about it or not. You need to be involved in the conversation. And I'm just having a field day with some of the stories, with some of the things that I'm watching happening, with some of the stories against Donald Trump. I mean, these guys are so hate, and I love it, you know, because they're accepting of everybody. But they're so hateful towards this guy. Well, actually, it's not just them. They're so hateful towards us, towards right-wing Republicans, right-wing conservatives. They're so hateful towards us. That it's almost like it truly is a reflex for them. When we say something or do something, even if it's, as I showed you in the last segment, even if it's exactly what they said an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago, a couple weeks ago, they really have an issue with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Again, as I always said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head over to, as I told you guys before, if you're on Facebook, we restart every hour. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but you got to jump back over and you got to make it happen. But again, like I keep telling you, I love all these people who said that they want to go to Canada now, or they're going to Canada. Well, whatever. I don't care where they're going. But you need to check the Canadian rules for immigration, people, if you're one of the ones heading over there to get away from Trump. Believe it or not, even though Trudeau is, you know, a touchy-feely kind of guy, you may find yourself in a real bad position. You may find yourself being sent home from the border, from the Canadian. How much of a loser would you feel like then, would you? No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. How much of a loser would you feel like? You have to actually bring a talent. You have to bring something, okay, that they don't have there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, I'm Joe Massino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. No, seriously. You're not going to learn anything unless you challenge. You're not going to learn anything unless you jump on and get involved. You know what? I'm just going to jump in. You're on with Joe on the Real Side. Hello? Anybody there? the magic of radio. So exciting. You're on with Joe on the Real Side. Hello? Okay, well, I don't hear anything. All right, so anyway, back to my little rant here. You know, the craziness that goes on the left. I get away from, whoops, oh my God, I hate this. I hate computers, people. I'm looking at them, and it looks like it changed, and it didn't change. It's playing games with me, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'll get on it. So, again, coming into Canada. Get back to that story. Now, we've got all these liberals heading up to Canada. And when they get there, they're finding out they don't meet the immigration standards. Now, disenchanted liberals are rushing to the border and to Canada to flee from President Trump, only to discover they don't meet immigration requirements. Now, the Daily Caller is reporting that one of the policies that many liberals are protesting is President Trump's proposal to crack down on immigration and introduce extreme vetting. Now, ironically, those very liberals who are intent, right, on jumping ship to greener pastures, you know, up to Canada, which I'm sure there's some very pretty places in Canada, too cold for me. I moved here from Boston to get away from all that cult. So, according to Canada's immigration page, its stringent immigration policies include being able to immigrate as a skilled worker, immigrate by starting a business and creating jobs, or immigrate by investing in the Canadian economy. The Canadian immigration site maintains it's considered a last resort for displaced refugees. I want to repeat that. It's considered a last resort for displaced refugees. Right? I love this. And they're not eligible if they have another durable solution for protection, such as an offer to be resettled in another country. So they are really the last date in the book. Seriously. I mean, think about that. You can come here after you've exhausted every other means. Every one of them. So I always get, like I said, I always got a kick out of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you're listening on the Genesis Communication Live. You know what I'm trying to do? You want to head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on out there. We come back, we've got a caller. So when we come back, we'll take the call. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a drink. Well, maybe not grab a drink. But come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, stop complaining about the commercials unless you're going to send me money. I'm more than happy to take money in lieu of commercials. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Donna from Florida, thanks for tuning in tonight. I know you got about 3,000 other shows and stations you could listen to, and you've chosen this one, which in my estimation shows your high IQ that you have. I also must be a New York night. You guys must be having a great night over there just hanging out, Tanya and Frank from New York. But I know you're from two different parts of New York, but I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We'll go to the lines. I've got Coach Ron Tunick on the line with me. Coach, thanks for being with me tonight.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Who's complaining about the commercials?
I love when
such a big audience. You, you could do a subscription, sir. I'd pay to listen to you.
Well, okay, that's one of
them. So, Joe, here's the deal. You know I'm a conservative. You know I love you. But here's the deal. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And he is by the day making more and more enemies. Little Marco came out and is now claiming that Trump told his staff, told the State Department not to talk to Congress people. So, if it's true, that's not good. So let me make three points, and then I'll hang up and you can comment on all three points. So point one, I think a true leader creates consensus amongst all and brings people together and gets things done. That's how I believe. And I love what he's doing. I love the things that he's doing, but I don't like the fact that he's not putting a lot of thought into the details of what needs to be done so that he can build a consensus. There's nothing wrong with what he's trying to do, but he's got to do a better job of communicating, take more time and communicate. So if his audience is conservatives and patriots and people that love this country, then take a little bit more time and explain to us what you're doing. So that's point number two. Point number three is that he's got to find a way to build a bridge. Otherwise, what he's going to do is split Congress. He's going to split the Republican Party. Then he's going to be in trouble. So if you've got McCain and the rest of his crew opposing him and challenging him, you know what's going to happen is that he's going to have a tough time getting the votes that he needs to get things done when it comes to the big, big, big stuff. So my concern is, you know, he's got to find a way to build a bridge. So those are my three points. I'll hang up and let you.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, I will have some fun with this. So feel free to write. You want to write in the Facebook response at the same time. So we'll have some fun with it. Thanks for calling.
All right, I'm gonna listen.
All right, so let's go through some of the things that Coach Ron said. First thing was building consensus. I just got to say, really? We can't build consensus from within the party. When Trump wasn't around, we couldn't build consensus. We were at each other's throats. We couldn't decide. We voted 62 times to repeal Obamacare. But yet we have 7 to 9 different versions of what to replace it with. We couldn't even come up to an agreement from within the party. I mean, both parties are fractured, terribly fractured. You've got the Democrats that really have gone far, far left progressive. And then you've still got some of the old timers left. Some of the people that don't want to give up their power. On the right, you've got a more progressive movement in the Republican Party going on. Paul Ryan is leading that, I believe. But I don't think you can get consensus. You're not going to get everybody on the same page. Not even close. Remember something. When Trump ran, the Republicans hated him. The Dems hated him. The news hate him. How do you build consensus like that? We don't have years to make this happen. There was an expectation when he went in there what he would do. To the second comment, he needs to take time to explain. Yeah, okay, you hit a home run with that one. I'll give you that one. The way he did this, close to the weekend, laying it out there, he should have waited till Monday. He should have sat down and said, I'm signing this order. This is what this order does. It's going to go into effect 24 to 48 hours. We'll see. And that way there, we can move quickly. We can make changes that we need to make to go ahead and allow those who do belong here, who pretty much have already been vetted. Now, there's also a lot of garbage going out there about this. This does not ban all Muslims. This does not target Muslim nations. There's over 50 Muslim nations. The 7 nations that were targeted were already on the hit list by, drumroll please, Obama and Hillary. They already targeted these nations. So there's nothing new here. But the way he implemented it, the way he kind of threw it out there on the table, I agree with. Poor execution. And as far as splitting the party, I hope so. I hope he drives these guys out of the party. I hope he drives the McCains of the world need to go home. They've seen their day. Get out of here. Leave. You're done. Okay, Mitch McConnell, 2014, go look at my website. I wrote a piece about Mitch McConnell and John Boehner. The old guard needs to go. We don't do business that way anymore. So I have no problem with him splitting the party if it causes us to come back and be stronger. You know what they say? You don't, when you're building your muscles up, you got to tear them down for them to come back stronger. So, no, we're very, you know, you heard him say that he was a conservative. You know, yes, I know him. He is a conservative. But we all have the different degrees of what we're willing to do. What are we willing to give up? Well, how are we willing to fight? If you're a Facebook warrior conservative, you're useless. Because Facebook, there's nothing going on there. There's no face-to-face combat, if you would. But if you're willing to go out there and speak to groups and put your, you know, I do it. I put my name on a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. How many people do you think that makes happy? Right? We do this every night for 3 hours a night. I write pieces that drive people nuts. And you can't build consensus on the other side when you've got people right now that are lying about what's gone on in their party before, right? We had FDR do exactly this. He rounded up Germans, Italians, Japanese. Oh, God. Put them in internment camps. Right? And he was seen as a god. He sent Jews back. They were on boats coming here, escaping true persecution. We knew they were being killed. And he sent the boats back. And the Dems see him as a true god. How would we build consensus with a group like that? I don't think you can. Right? We go right down the list of what's been done. It was a good call. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head over there, check out the times, places, all that fun stuff. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, because sitting there talking to yourself or just to your buddies doesn't really give you a broad viewpoint of what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And being... All right, so we're going to do some, let's do some lunacy for the rest of the night, right? And most of it is, most of it is probably, what do they call it? It's pushed out by the left. So doctors are now being urged. I love this. Doctors are now being urged, oh God, to use gender-neutral pregnant people instead of mothers. So you're not mothers anymore, ladies. How do you feel about that? I mean, this gender neutrality thing has gone over the top. It's just craziness. Right? I mean, they don't even want, here in America, there's a movement afoot so the doctors don't damage your infant, your newborns, by labeling them with a gender when they're born. Anybody home? Come on, give that some thought. You can't even... It's going to get to the point where the doctor won't tell you whether it's male or female. They're going to hand it to you and say, you decide. Now, doctors have been issued guidelines surrounding gender-neutral terms that advises them to avoid calling pregnant patients expectant mothers. Now, this is happening over in England right now. The guidelines which were issued to 156,000 members of the British Medical Association, they're just straightforward because they don't want to offend any of the mothers, and they want to celebrate diversity. You can celebrate real diversity, girl or boy. See, two diverse things. The advice, think about something. You're taking these little kids who's already confused in the head about so many things. The foods they like, what tastes right, sweet, sour. For the girls, they want a long dress, short dress. Right? I got one daughter wanted to wear pants all the time with a skirt around the pants. They always got all these things going on in their head. You know what color they want their hair to be? Who they want to look like when they grow up? They want to look like mommy or some kind of star. So hopefully not the Kardashian girl. You know what I'm saying there?
So with all this craziness going on around these kids, all this confusion already have, what do? Let's confuse them some more. So the, you talk about a confused child that just looked up and saw Ashley Judd and choked. Anyway, so the guy came, an effective communication and inclusive language in the workplace. Now, the introduction to the document states, the guide promotes a good practice through the use of language that shows respect for and sensitivity towards everyone. No, it doesn't. It doesn't include me. You exclude me. I don't want generic terms. I want you to call my wife the expectant mother. She wants you to call her the expectant mother. She wants you to call her her. She wants you to refer to her as Mrs. I want you to refer to me as Mr. and him. And that's the dad. And the baby is a boy because he has all the boy parts. That's what I want. So you're excluding me. You're not being sensitive to me. The choice of the appropriate words makes an important contribution towards the celebration of diversity. Yes, it does. When you use him, her, as well as avoiding offense. But you've already offended me by refusing to call me dad. You've already offended my wife by not calling her the expectant mother. I told you people, we're going to get to the point where we're going to use words like human. That's right, you have a 8-pound baby human. No, no kidding, really. We're not going to be able to respond to each other on college campuses anymore. What are you going to call each other, human? You can't say he, she. I'm not getting in line with the Z's eyes. You look it up. You'll know what I'm talking about. We've done those shows before, too. So they're doing this so they'll avoid offense. They've already stuck their foot in offense right up to their knees. On pregnancy and maturity, it says gender inequality is reflected in traditional ideas about the roles of women and men, though they have shifted over time. The assumption and stereotypes that underpin those ideas are often deeply rooted. So let me see how this works. So since they feel that women have been slighted, that they don't get the same jobs as men, they don't get the same pay as men, instead of working it out so they do, let's go ahead and blur the words. Let's go ahead, because here's the thing. If we take the term woman and man away, right, that's going to make it so nobody will know, and they'll all get paid the same. And, you know, they'll all be, you know, because women couldn't be, I don't know what women couldn't be or can't be anymore. Very few things a woman can't be anymore. I don't even know if there's anything a woman can't be. The right woman could be president. You had the wrong woman. Who referred to herself as a woman? You know, it's really funny how that whole, I go all over the place now. It's a whole funny how that whole gender reality group, right? The ones that don't want genders, they want gender neutrality because of gender fluidity. And every time you mention a gender, they go brain crazy, bat crazy. Every time you mention a gender, they go out of their minds to tell you how cruel and cold you are. Yet what did Mrs. Clinton do on a regular basis? I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. Don't you want a woman? We had the women's group last weekend. They were all dressed. They were not all. A lot of them were dressed in vaginas. I'm a woman. You see how nuts this is? This, if you live in this world, it doesn't make any sense. And that's a large majority of people that have been pregnant or have given birth identity as women. We can include intersex men and trans men who may get pregnant by saying pregnant people instead of expectant mothers. I've got news for you. Okay? If you're a trans man, how do you give birth? You realize biologically it's impossible. See, no matter what you call yourself, my wife can call herself a guy all day long. Her uterus begs to differ with you. Right? I mean, I could buy in all this and the gender neutrality. I will never get pregnant. Guaranteed. Won't happen. Just because you call yourself something doesn't mean that's what you are. I told you guys, some of you are new listeners to the show. I appreciate you being with me. But here's the deal. We've got people.
I got people. You got people. We got people. We got people that identify as different species. Remember, we did that story about the leopard lady and then the lady who believes herself to be a cat. Right? And 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, we would show up and we would find that person or somebody would bring that person to the doctor and they'd be like, okay, Susan, we're going to get you a bowl of milk and we're going to take you in this room here and you're going to stay with us for a little while. We're going to help you. Right? We didn't say, well, who's to tell her she's not a cat? I'm telling you she's not a cat. Hey, doc, right? These guys that go to, medical school and I call it the psychobabblists that come out. Right? And they want to, you've accepted this crazy stuff. You have allowed this stuff to creep in because you don't get noisy like they do and push back. I'm not telling you to rip up and smash windows. That's not what I mean at all. Push back. Push back. We should have been at these things. We should have been at these protests because they sure as heck weren't peaceful. We should have been at those protests with those people on the other side of the street with signs say, protect America. Protect America. That's what we should have had signs up. Protect America. That's right, America. But we don't do that because we don't want to offend anybody. Well, if you don't start offending anybody, all the fighting that we've done for these last few years, they'll be for naught. And you'd be surprised how fast the other side will back down when they see you're there. I'm not telling you to get violent. I'm just saying you go and you push back and you do not let them take these terms away from you. Mom, Dad, endearing terms. If you're offended by them, then you don't understand what they mean. I'm serious. It's beyond me how we've let them get this much of a foothold. Listen, the inmates are running the asylum. When are we going to stop this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Last segment's the best.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Please answer the question.
We are back.
Ow.
Oh, sorry. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the show and commenting and catching up. You know, I know Facebook is a bit of a pain. We do a live broadcast to Facebook. We do a live broadcast online. And there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on that you, unless you're involved with it, unless you're paying attention, unless you're part of it, you're not gonna hear the other person's point of view. Not that you have to, not that you must, but how do you know what somebody else is thinking? Unless you've listened to them, truly listened to them. Don't go reading other people's stuff about me. Listen to me. Send me an email. Ask me a question about me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's how we find out about each other. That's how we find out about the issues and how to deal with the issues. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do not allow locals, you know, in your little local area with your school board members, your whatever, do not allow them to push back on you. So here's the hypocrisy. You know, we're helping out these countries, right? They're supposed to be our friends. And the UN sits there and talks about diversity and inclusiveness. Mr. Obama talks about diversity and inclusiveness. Have you ever heard him talk or ask or push the 16 Muslim countries where Jews are not allowed. They are just flat out not allowed. So much for open borders, huh? Algeria, Bangladesh, Brunei, Iran, Iraq, except for Kurdistan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Libya, Malaysia, Oman, Pakistan. Now, you can, for certain issues, you can get clearance or a clearance permit from the Ministry of Internal Security, because you know how bad Jews are when it comes to internal security. They take your country down, you know? The Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, United Arab Emirates. Now, this is except you can use it to transit through. And then Yemen. So 16 countries. Countries? What's a country? 16 countries that don't allow Jews in. But that's okay, right? We can deal with that. We can't call them out. We can't get on their case. When we negotiate them with them for certain things, we can't push for these countries to open that up. I mean, aren't we? Don't get me started. Yeah, you can tell I'm getting ready to blow up. You know, Mr. Obama, with a self-righteous self, tells people to go ahead and protest. It's the right thing to do. We should allow people in. But he had no problem. Some of you already know this, so it's old news. He had no problem agreeing to terms with Cuba. See, we won't accept refugees from Cuba because Cuba's a nice, it's a wonderful country. They treat everybody wonderfully. I don't know why anybody would want to leave. I did a whole story about how Castro shot people leaving the country. Shot people in poorly made rafts. Let them drown at sea. Women, children. But we had to fix our relationship with those people. Those are friends we want. And then, now the agreement they make with us is, we say we're not going to accept refugees, except with a very, very little narrow, for narrow reasons. But you'll never see anybody. You'll never see any refugees from Cuba. All right? And then we said, we're going to send them back to you. We want to guarantee that you're not going to harm them. And what does Cuba say? Raul says, no, I'm not going to guarantee you anything. And besides, and by the way, keep sending money to us. We like that. Then come on, think about this. So again, we allowed them. They were okay with all of that. That made sense to some brain-dead person. I don't know who. And they're complaining about our immigration process, what we've done. This is what I say to you. They are sick. They are sick people. They don't. There's no equality here. There's no everybody working on the same thing to the same end. I used to believe that. I don't believe it anymore. I shouldn't say I totally don't believe it, because I do know that there's some people that are working so that we can get along, get together, whatever. But. For the most part, we're not. For the most part, we're not interested. Again, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And here it goes again. These guys will be protected. Well, they would have been really, we probably wouldn't even have heard of this. I love this one. So the Black Panthers are at it again. And this is great. So armed Black Panthers show up at a court. Now, apparently they must have thought, this is all I can figure here, they must have thought that Barack Obama was still in charge and that the AG was still under his control. Right? They had to. So the Revolutionary Black Panther Party is either extremely stupid or trying to spark an armed conflict. During a march to Washington, in Wilmington, North Carolina on Sunday, the Panthers broke the law by approaching the New Hanover County Courthouse with loaded weapons. Now, they were immediately asked to obey the law and to put the weapons down. by law enforcement officials in tactical gear. So these guys were dressed up and ready for a fight. They predicted, they cried out, they screamed out, oppression! And we're gonna take legal action. You can't do this to us. Apparently they don't know what the law is. Do they think as Black Panthers they have a right? Do they know what their history is? Maybe they don't even know what their history is. I don't know. But do they really believe they had the right to run around with loaded guns on the courthouse? Right? What are you going to do? You're going to sue these? Yes, we're going to sue the cops because they made us follow the law. How do you think that lawsuit's going to end, right? It appears that the group planned the armed march on a news conference with the New Hanover County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Donald Warnick. And he was forced to confront Dr. Ali Muhammad and tell the group that they were not allowed to have loaded firearms on the courthouse property. One of the Panthers noticed officers in tactical office pointing weapons at them. There's a very... that would be a very influential moment, don't you think? They told Warnick that his men needed to lower their guns. Warnick said, "We're just being ready." Now, probably not the smartest thing to say to a group of cops when you're dressed up as a Black Panther, known for killing cops in the past, known for being a terrorist organization, if you would, right? And now you've got a bunch of loaded guns you're pointing at the SWAT team and cops that are in, and you're surrounded by the cops. How dumb can you be? Well, we're just being ready for what? But there's nothing else you can be ready for except shoot at those cops. Now, did they really think that they were going to be able... Come on, think about this. Do you really think that they thought they were going to be able to storm the courthouse? Knowing that the cops were going to step in and do something? Did they really think they were going to walk up to the courthouse in black leather garb, all dressed up, of course, ready to go? Come on, think about this. All dressed up, ready to go in, with their guns, and the cops were just going to hold the door for them? Members of the group were also asked to remove facial coverings in compliance with the state law prohibiting protesters and demonstrators from covering their faces. Now, that should be all over the country. Police gathered the firearms once they were released, 2 revolvers, 5 semi-automatic pistols, 3 shotguns, and found that all were loaded, and some even had rounds in the chamber. I don't know what the Panthers were hoping to accomplish by approaching the courthouse with loaded weapons, but, you know, you show up with loaded weapons, you only got one thing on the mind, my friend. You know, really, seriously, I'd be the first to start screaming for your right to assemble peaceably. Okay? If your city, your town, or state allows you to carry firearms, well, so be it that you carry firearms. So you don't get stupid about it. You don't load the puppies going into the courthouse because you're going to start. This is not the place to be. You're waiting for something to happen. You're actually inviting something to happen at that point. And you know what? If you're really protesting honestly, then you go find out what the rules are. You go find out what the law is. You find out what the rules are so you don't have any problems, right? Okay, now it's time to take a deep breath, have a drink, and remember to come back tomorrow night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up to my website, you might find a station near you and the times. And if you can't, let me know. Let's get on a station near you at a time that you want to listen. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I'd like to have you back tomorrow.